Hey there, welcome back. We are starting a brand new week. My name is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School. Over here in my little world, it is just 8 days until the Side Hustle book comes out. Next week, I will begin my 100-city tour, starting in Seattle, Los Angeles, San Diego, Portland, and Denver. Now listen, how often do I talk on the show about getting investors for your idea? Approximately never. Getting investors, raising capital, that is not the Side Hustle way, at least almost always. Now, today's story is about raising money, but it still fits the Side Hustle way. It's about a Toronto science teacher who creates an attachable guitar amplifier that pairs with a smartphone for producing sweet sounds and cash. This turns into an internet sensation, raising $250,000 and ending up on a reality TV show. I love the story because I think it illustrates very well, once you have an idea and you start taking action on that idea, you never really know what will happen. And maybe your expectations will be greatly exceeded. Anyway, that story, getting investors amped just takes a little jamming, is coming right up. Anyone who plays in a band called Death Valley Yacht Club and also teaches kids how to make Lego robots is by nature an interesting and curious person. So it's not surprising that Toronto science teacher Chris Prendergast created the Jamstack, a lightweight, easily attached guitar amplifier that works with a smartphone. The Jamstack gives musicians a simple way to practice and jam while incorporating custom sounds and tracks from smartphone apps into the mix. Chris had grown increasingly frustrated with the effort and hassle of setting up amps and other equipment whenever he wanted to play electric guitar. And because of his teaching duties, where he shows kids how to build Lego robotics, he's comfortable tinkering with electronics, particularly music-making electronics. This tinkering led to a side hustle. Chris created a modular amp that fits on the bottom of guitars that also includes a mount for a smartphone and cables for both. At less than 2 pounds, the setup is nothing like carting a bulky amp around, and it allows for incorporating other tracks, loops, and effects through a smartphone app, and then sharing the tunes online as well. The Jamstack is portable enough to fit in a guitar case for all your busking needs. It runs 8 hours on a charge, and it works with iOS, Windows, and Android devices. It can even double as a portable Bluetooth speaker. The Jamstack is the Ginzu knife of portable amps. The one question is, can you turn it up to 11? Undetermined. Because the phone is mounted right on the guitar, players can set up loops and perform samples on the fly, whether they are jamming by themselves, practicing with other band members, or performing in a small setting. Using the right apps, the device can recreate virtually any guitar sound without the need for bulky and expensive computer gear. Less than a year after developing the concept, Chris built a prototype. He then made some compelling videos of guitarists using and praising the device, conceived some solid support prizes, and launched crowdfunding projects on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. The Indiegogo campaign surpassed $250,000 in pre-orders, and the device is now being manufactured in China. Now, Chris hasn't relied on a single platform or venue to get the word out. In addition to Indiegogo and Kickstarter, he also won $10,000 in the Canadian Music Week Startup Launchpad pitch competition. Then he pitched Jamstack to Dragon's Den, the original Shark Tank series, for an episode that will be released this fall. Chris learned a good deal about pitching to investors from that experience, and he has some advice to anyone who wants to hit the right notes with their product-based business. He recommends that they draw a line from where they are now to where an investor would look at their ideas and say, wow, there's a product and a plan, and go from there. So it's not just about an idea, as I often say on the show. It's about turning that idea into action, going from idea to offer, in this case, to a complete product that's manufactured. Chris has been delighted with Jamstack's exposure, critical acclaim, and market validation, though he has been a bit discouraged by some of the online negativity he's seen, which tends to accompany a lot of popular product launches or any campaign that gets a lot of attention. He's tried not to worry about that, focusing instead on all the people like him who are excited about the product. And he also notes that it's been a lot to juggle, including some stress, when launching a product and trying to stay on top of competing demands, including his day job, and of course the rehearsals with Death Valley Yacht Club, which by the way is not available on Spotify. I want to check that out. So Chris, in all your spare time, you want to make sure you get that up. The future of Jamstack sounds harmonious. Chris is currently twanging out ideas for both new hardware and software. He's developing a new version of the device, perhaps propelled by the additional investment he's seeking through the upcoming Dragon's Den TV spot. Keep your eyes and your ears open. Hey, how many guitarists does it take to play Stairway to Heaven? Apparently all of them. Have you ever noticed that? Like literally anyone who plays guitar plays that song at some point, or at least the first four bars. It's like that lesson is included with every guitar purchase from a pawn shop. Anyway, I know you're busy. I'm not going to string you along because your side hustle needs your attention. If a mild-mannered, Lego-making, guitar-playing Canadian schoolteacher can bring his idea to the bandstand, you can too. Inspiration is good, but inspiration combined with action is better. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/254. The best is yet to come. I'm Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.